Bang! A pair of tall doors swung open and the trolley trundled into a room and came to a stop. Then some curtains were drawn around the boy.
I hope that wasn't too uncomfortable, young sir, said the man.
The boy thought it was curious that this man called him sir. He had never been called sir in his life. He was only 12. Sir was a title reserved only for teachers at his boarding school.
Now you wait here. I'm just the porter. Let me get the nurse. Nurse!
As he lay there, the boy felt strangely disconnected from his own body. It felt limp, lifeless. The pain, though, was in his head. It was throbbing. Hot. If the feeling could be a colour, it would be red. A bright, hot, raging red. The pain was so intense he closed his eyes. When he opened them, he realized he was staring straight up at a bright fluorescent light. That made his head ache even more than before. Then he heard the sound of footsteps approaching. The curtain was whisked back. A large, older lady in a blue and white uniform with a hat leaned over and examined the boy's head. Dark circles framed her bloodshot eyes. Grey, wiry hair squatted on her head. Her face was red raw, as if she had scrubbed it with a cheese grater. In brief, she had the appearance of someone who had not slept for a week and was angry about it.
Oh, dearie me. Oh, dearie, dearie me. Oh, dearie, dearie, dearie me,
she muttered to nobody in particular. In his confused state, the boy took a moment to realize this woman was, in fact, dressed as a nurse. At last, the boy realized where he was. A hospital. He had never been in one before, except the day he was born, and he couldn't remember that. The boy's eyes drifted up to the lady's name badge. Nurse Meese, Lord Funt Hospital.
That is a bump. A big bump. A very big bump. Now, does this hurt?
She said as she poked the boy hard on his head with her finger.
Ow!
He screamed, so loudly it echoed along the corridor.
Some slight pain, muttered the nurse. Now let me just get the doctor.
Doctor!
The curtain was whisked across and then back again. As the boy lay there staring at the ceiling, he could hear the sound of footsteps departing.
Doctor!
She barked out again, now some way down the corridor.
Coming, nurse!
Came a voice from far off.
Quickly!
She shouted.
Sorry,
said the voice. Then there was the sound of footsteps approaching at speed. The curtain was whisked back. A young, pointy-faced man breezed in, his long white coat trailing behind him.
Oh, dear!